97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Hi there.
I'm on my way, I'm making it. I've got to make it show, yeah.
Hey, coming up. You've got an opportunity to go see some pretty cool stuff. You get some fishing in, get the kids out there at Pere Marquette State Park near Grafton. That is next weekend, the 11th. And we had the folks on from Illinois and Pere Marquette to talk about this last show, I believe, wasn't it? The last time?
A couple weeks ago.
A couple weeks ago.
Yeah, we were talking to our friend,
Scott Isringhausen,
about it.
Izzy, they call him.
But the cool thing about this is the big mobile fishing tank that's going to be there.
Oh, I've got questions, buddy. I've got questions. Jason Reynolds is joining us. He is the guy that has that 4,000-gallon mobile aquarium stocked with a whole bunch of fish species found in the Illinois River. Can you hear us okay, sir?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That is correct. And I've got a question for you, too. Which one of you are the better fisher person?
Totally me.
Absolutely.
Totally me.
He's from Minnesota.
You got a challenge for me or what?
Well, all I'm saying, if anyone else that don't know anything about catching fish of any species, they need to be out at the Two Rivers Family Fishing Fair, just like you guys said, Junie Lefton, near Grafton. Everything and anything you're going to want to know about fishing is going to be available.
He's talking to you, Mark.
Can Mark even spell fish?
Oh, come on, man. So when I was little, my CB handle was Big Fish. Oh. I used to fish a lot when I was little.
I didn't know that.
Many years ago.
Hey, Bo, you know he's on his right way to being a fisherman because he's already lying.
You know what? Big Fish over here. That's your new nickname for me. We're going to resurrect that. I'm going to just ask the question. Get it out of the way, because I asked the question when we talked to the folks from Pere Marquette. Jason Reynolds, has anybody ever attempted to jump into your 4,000-gallon tank?
We ain't got enough time for me to tell you guys the stories that I have traveled.
That's the show.
That's a yes.
That is. Hey, I got about 4 o'clock in the morning one time in West Virginia. I was doing the ending summer opening campus of West Virginia Wolverines, and the state police knocked on my door and said, there's 4 co-eds in your fish tank, butt naked, and we need to have you get them out fresh charges. And when I got them out, they didn't want it. They wanted it covered up. It's an aquarium that you can see through. But there's lots of stories as people jumped in there. But guys, I got to tell you, this event is so fun, and it's the largest free, and that's the best part about it. It's free. It's a free fishing. These kids are starting registering at 10 o'clock. You can start register at 10 o'clock. And bring your mom and dad, your family, your neighbors. They get 30 different stations that they get to attend. And each one of these stations is all about fishing, whether it's hook tying, fish cleaning, life jackets, casting. There's a station that you can get your picture taken when you catch a bluegill.
Yeah.
Here, Mark could probably do this. There's a station that you can catch a trout, and it's almost a given, and then you can have the trout cleaned, and then all in about 15 minutes, you can cook and prepare the trout and eat it.
That sounds outstanding. That really does sound like a good time. If you tell me I'm almost guaranteed to catch one, I'm going to have to come up there.
Let me tell you the last part about the trout pond. At the end of it, you know, there's still like 200 or 300 trout left. This is a big pond, and it's like a swimming pool.
Yeah.
And at the end of it, they drain it till it's about a foot high, and they all the kids get in and try to catch them by hand.
Oh, wow.
That sounds like a good time.
It's cool.
And I'm as a longtime married man, I'm not asking for myself, but where's the co-ed station?
Hey, they got, who is it? The Lodge Brothers Band in Wild Heart, so you know there's going to be a lot of country girls there. They're going to be singing and dancing. like I said, you can get food on site right there. There are cheeseburgers, hot dogs, hot chicken strips. Let's see. Let me tell you. I got to tell you about the raffles. They got raffles. They're giving away a gun this year. They're giving away a kayak. And the new guy that's coming in, Alex Lee, with who's he with? He's with Twisted Cat Outdoors. He's going to have his tournament boat there. And plus, they're going to wrap off a guided fishing trip with Alex.
Oh, nice. Wow. Jason, we do want to mention, this is a free event. They expect thousands of people to show up. And during the pandemic, during the last couple of crazy years, people really did rediscover or discover, like Mark, I'm sorry, Big Fish, what fishing is all about and how great it is. I mean, you teach a person to fish. See, now I'm already changing myself. You teach a man to fish, they can eat for a lifetime.
That's right. That's right.
There you go. Hey, Bo, I fished professionally for 30 years. I made the top 100s on the Bassmasters Trail, and I only knows how much money I've won, but several hundred thousand dollars. But I can tell you, I can catch a man a fish, teaching him how to fish, and I probably spent $1.5 million learning how to do it.
Jason, have you ever encountered a professional female fisherwoman?
Yes, fisher person.
Are they big in the circuits out there? The crappie and the bass and all that.
They have a professional women's circuit, and Bassmasters allow them to enter their tournaments too. You know the thing about it, and Bo and Mark, here's the cool thing about the outdoors. Whether it be a bass, a catfish, a bluegill, you know, they don't care if we're a man or a woman. They don't care what color we are. They don't care how old we are. You know, it's just a neat thing to do and get involved in the outdoors. And like you said, because of the pandemic, there's been a whole lot. It's because people had time, you know.
Yeah.
People had more time. You know, they had to cut down on social media. I'm in Dallas, Texas, as we speak, doing a big, big, big show, and we've had great, great crowds. And I want to say this last thing before you guys let me go. Thank you for letting me be a guest. And please bring your kids and try to attend. I think I'm doing two high-flying retriever dog shows, which my tank is 4,000 gallons. And IDNR, the fisheries department, is going to be catching fish out of the Illinois River and the Mississippi River. And I'll have just about every species of fish in that tank. And we do a fish identification course also, okay? And I will also, this thing, now guys, think about this. This thing is 50 foot long. It's 11 foot tall. I will be up on top of it. It's got a small boat as a platform. I'll be up there doing fishing demos and showing how to catch bass and that kind of thing. That's what Mark probably needs to attend.
No. We both need to go.
his IQ level will go through off the charts. He'll be saying, "Holy big bass!"
His head's gonna explode if that happens.
And then the finale is the High Flying Retrievers is a family fun. I get the kids involved. I teach just a few minutes of dog training, a few minutes of discipline, and then the dogs run up a 15-foot ramp, and they do high jumps. Now, keep in mind, guys, this is 7 foot tall, and the inside of the water from width to width is 2 foot, but it's 50 foot in length. And I get the kids involved, and they get wet, they get splashed on, and they all participate. The mom and dad's laughing and giggling. I mean, this is something you guys just do not want to miss. I mean, borrow a car, get a truck, ride a boat, borrow your neighbor's Volkswagen. You just got to get there.
That's great. Here's my question. I know you probably have to haul the thing up here empty, right? How do you fill it up? Will you fill it up with water out of the river?
Well, Mark, I can do it several different ways. We do it with the fire department. We put the water.
Oh, fire department.
It takes me. It takes me 3 days, to set it all up. It's a big event. I mean, just my aquarium takes me about 3 days. I mean, I set up deer antlers and I put fish. I got some ducks on it and signs and sound systems and everything. Scotty Isenreitenhausen, like you said, Bo, Izzy, him and Holbrook is I talked to him earlier this morning. They're on the pier Marquette State Park as we speak, working on it. And of course, they can't do it by themselves. They got volunteers out the wazoo.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Sure. You know, how many of these events do you do in a year, Jason? I mean, you're like a rock star everywhere you go.
Well, I thank you for saying that. It's gotten to where I have to hide a lot, if you know what I mean.
I know. Big Fish over here knows what that feels like.
If I want to smoke a cigar and enjoy a blue cat, I have to hide. But I've done it. I've been pretty blessed. I mean, I've got a really, really phenomenal job. I've got to go from the United States, from the East Coast, New York City, to Los Angeles 150 times. Back and forth, Canada to Old Mexico. I've got to sit with four different presidents. I've been around a little bit. Ted Nugent talked about, you know, I know a lot of your listeners are out of St. Louis.
Yeah.
And, man, I encourage them guys to come up because I think it's maybe an hour. Bo and Mark, you probably know more about this. It's maybe an hour to grab. And the drive is so beautiful. It's scenic.
It's probably less than that.
Oh,
it's not
less.
Bad at all.
Yeah.
Depending on where you are in the sound of our voices right now. But listen, Jason, it's a thrill to have you on here, my friend. Thank you.
Is there any place online we can find video of what you do, just kind of as a teaser before people come up next weekend?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Fetch, F-E-T-C-H, N as in Nancy, Fish.
Okay.
Fetch and Fish Promotions. And you can YouTube. There's all kinds of junk on there. there's some cool stuff on there. And like I said, I hope your listeners take advantage of this because you can get there free. There's good parking. If you don't want to walk, they got shuttles, anything and everything to do with fishing and outdoors. It's just a family fun event. I mean, that's why they call it the Two Rivers Family Fishing Fair, and it's free.
I love that part. No, I love that part.
No fishing license, no gear. You don't need any of that stuff.
That's correct.
Yeah.
That's correct. You're exactly right. You know, I mean, I'll tell you what, guys. If you, these family members and these listeners that got kids or nephews or grandchildren, if they show up, they will put it on their calendar to be there every. It's always the first week of June. They will be there every event from here on out.
Yep.
And the Pier Marquette is such a beautiful park to begin with.
You know, it's kind of like the Arch. I mean, we take it for granted. It's right there. Pier Marquette is the same. It's right there. We bypass it all the time. But yeah, make it a point to go out there. It is June 11th, Pier Marquette State Park. Free, and it's for the family. Just everybody should come on out. Jason, yes, pleasure sir. Talking to you, buddy. Thanks so much for telling those stories and revealing what Mark Cox's nickname is.
Bo and Mark, if we ever get a chance to get off there, I'll tell you some other stories.
Okay, I can't wait.
He's got one or two, I'm thinking. So it's Bo and Big Fish here on Second Amendment Radio on the Great Outdoors.
Thank you, guys.
All right.
Thank you.
Yeah, hope to get to meet you sometime. Jason Reynolds there. He'll be out at Pier Marquette next weekend. Be sure you get up there. You can contact the Two Rivers National Wildlife Refuge, by the way. 618-883-2524 is their phone number.
All right. Share the show. Share the podcast with people that are supporters of the Second Amendment and the great outdoors. What a concept, huh?
Like Bo and the Big Fish.
Dang, that's, dude, that's all week long. You need to change all the imaging for the Mark Cox Morning Show, the Big Fish Morning Show.
Thank you.
I'm telling you, great movie too, by the way.
Absolutely.
All right, have a great rest of your weekend. Thanks for listening.
See you next weekend.
See you, boys.
Get more at 971talk.com.